Good morning and welcome to How You Do Anything is How You... Oh, Ashwini?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you just, I lost the last of the How You Do Anything, so I didn't know if you went away. But I knew what you were going to say, so it's fine.
Wonderful. All right, so our assignment from yesterday, complete the following, I'm the kind of person who... So here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Okay, one more time. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Kate.
Hi, Kate.
Oops, can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me?
Kate, I can hear you. I don't know if Sherry is online, but hang on one second. Let me try to see if I can bring her back.
I'm talking.
Now we can hear you.
Hey. Oh, good. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, here we go. Where are you calling from, Kate?
I'm calling from Seattle.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And good whatever it is, wherever everybody is.
That's right. Good day. Good day.
Good day. Well, I had a tiny bit of a conversation about not getting in the queue because I hadn't done the assignment. And I just put myself in the queue. And then when I heard what the assignment was, it just dropped in who keeps showing up for practice.
Aha. Uh-huh. So you are the kind of person who will hear a voice that says, don't put yourself in the queue. You are the kind of person who will put yourself in the queue anyway. You are the kind of person who keeps showing up for practice.
Yes. And now the story is wanting to point out where I do show up and where I don't show up.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So now it's starting a comparison of... Yeah, you might do it on the call, but you don't do it here, here, and here.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But also and, not listening.
Yeah, Kate, that was my question. Are you able just to know that that goes on and to know what that system is and say, actually, I'm not interested in those opinions?
With some content, but not with all content. So it's, I feel like I've, with... with this year-long practice, with having done it for now, actually with the second year, like I feel like that mm-hmm. story is not very believable, and so I'll just and this is something I've been working with is that I've built up the trust enough with the mentor or with life to know that it's like my nervous system is relaxed around putting myself in the queue because. That story, like I just don't believe anymore that
yes.
something bad's going to happen.
Yes. Well, and what you're pointing at to me is that you hear those you voices and you recognize them for what they are, right? Well, you do this, but you don't do that, and you're not good at that, and you... So that kind of conversation... You know where that comes from and that you don't need to buy it. That where you are in your practice at this point is you can be still and look to the mentor to give you information about where you could make different choices in order to be as on track in your practice as you can possibly be.
Yes, and that was so wonderful to hear that articulated that way because it's very, like there are a couple of content areas that are especially challenging and like just seeing this as sort of the training wheels for other content and that, you know, some like eventually it seems, in my experiences, the more attention in whatever content area, that'll loosen over time. And I guess it's just really encouraging and comforting to realize that I can just keep being still and looking to the mentor, no matter how believable it seems in
That's
the moment.
Right. That's exactly right. That you never want to get that information from that source, even if it's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Good point.
So it may
yeah,
be,
good point.
Yeah, maybe a voice in my head says, you know, you're really bad with money. You need to pay more attention to money. You're not being responsible. Okay. Well, all of that might be true, but I want to get that information from an unconditionally loving place, not from egocentricity.
Yes.
Because when I get
yes,
it in
that's
that
so
kind
true.
Unconditionally loving way, then there's a way forward with it. I can realize in the moment, oh, I see. I could keep track of my bank balance. okay, that's a good idea. Yes, I want to do that. Rather than you're a bad person and this is what's wrong with you.
Right, and that is such a fast, like it's when you say it that way, it's so easy to see that the only outcome of that is feeling bad and still not doing it.
Exactly. That's the point, right? Because if feeling bad led to those changes that end in bliss for me, then I would say, okay, well, a little feeling bad on the way to bliss, that's worth it. But we never get to bliss that way.
Yes.
We just feel bad and stay the same, feel bad and stay the same. Yeah. Oh, you're the kind of person who pays close attention and sees a lot.
Well, I'm the kind of person that's very grateful for this practice and all of you and all of Sangha. So thank you.
And all of us, huh? All of us.
Yeah.
Kate's right in there with us. Very good.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much.
Right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Kate. The two things that jumped out for me in that conversation, Sherry, was the first, even if it's true, I don't want to hear it from something that's hateful.
Yes. Yes.
You know?
Yes.
It's true.
Because ego usually does find the truth in it, right?
Yes.
Ego's setting us up to do the things that it's beating us up for. So, of course, it knows where our vulnerabilities are. It's creating
yes.
them.
Mm-hmm. And that follows that, that patient, what you are and what you're not is limited by what it says, right? So you're the kind of person who does this, which is bad, and does this, which is also bad. Or does not do this, and that's also bad. And in some way that when we turn to ego as the source, it's a limiting factor, right? Because in life, there's just all of it. You don't have to say you're only this or you're not only that. Because actually, we are all of it. And there's no problem with any of it. It's just that the source that limits is really that's what it's doing. It's limiting and saying this is good and this is bad without overtly saying it, right? Because something is rejected and something is affirmed, but even the affirmation, as you said, is a negation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And leading to staying stuck in suffering.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because what would be the point of saying, you know, you're bad with money?
Right. Where does that get me?
Except in a place of feeling bad. And as Kate said, if you're feeling bad and you don't actually do something about it, it just provides more ammunition to feel bad about yourself, which is the only point.
Yeah, and it's such a an act of faith to turn away from that negativity and just say, I trust life to inform me.
Yeah. All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Jamie in Delaware.
Hello, Jamie.
Good morning. Good morning, Sherry, Ashwini. Good morning.
Good morning.
How I answered these questions to a significant extent relates to the last caller's, what she had to say. I put things down like I'm the kind of person who values honesty but feels guilty when I'm not. I'm the kind of person who wants to be fair and compassionate but feels guilty or become self-critical when I'm not. So I set up admirable, I try goals and to some extent reach them, but then I can become critical if I judge myself as not perfect.
Well, yes, and of course you're being judged, right?
Right.
And so, that is so perfect. So who you are is the person who is honest and fair and cares about all of that, right? Then there's ego,
right,
self-hate, watching you constantly saying, well,
right,
but what about there? What about that? You didn't there. You
right.
didn't. And we can see in that, in on the one hand, there's this huge loving kindness and generosity and that desires all good all the time for all beings, right? And then
right.
there's this nasty little force over in the corner just poking. Well, but you didn't. Well, yeah, but you didn't. And it's just so clear in that image who,
right.
who what we are, what ego is, and what we want to put all of our energy into, and what we want to ignore completely.
Right. And the critic pretends to be acting constructively to help
yes.
me be a better person,
oh.
but I'm never good enough.
Never good enough.
So it's,
right.
it's tricky.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. That's such a good point. So it pretends to like you, right, and to want good things for you, but it never approves of you. The fact of the matter is it doesn't like you, and it wants
right.
you to suffer. Yeah.
And as I become self-critical, I also notice that I become more critical of other people. So,
of course. Now, Jamie, I'm going to underline this because it's really important. That negativity, that self-hate, that criticism, that's not you.
Right.
Right? That's ego. It's a separate, and when you the way you're looking at it, the way you're laying it out, it's very clear that it's something that you hear. The desire to be kind and fair and honest, you can feel that inside you. The criticism
right.
you hear. So it's
exactly.
coming from, in quotes, the outside. And that's it wants you desperately, it wants you to own that you're doing that to yourself, but you're not.
Right.
It's doing it to you.
Right.
Yeah.
I think what helps me more is if I focus on what I've done and what I can do and encouragement without the criticism.
Yes. Yes.
Work the program, yeah, but don't beat myself up if I'm not perfect.
Don't allow yourself to be beaten up.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't listen
yeah.
to
and that's where the recording and listening can be so helpful, right? You
right.
can just make endless
right.
lists of the kind of person you are and listen to that. You know, you want to be fair,
right.
you're kind. You care about people. You're honest. You're good. Those are really true. Those are true statements about you. And that
right.
Nitpicky negativity, no interest. Don't want to hear it.
Yeah. It's more clear to me that voice is not helping me at all.
It's just like it's like an in-law that never did want you to marry into the family, right?
Right.
They didn't like you then, and it's never going to. Pardon me?
There is an alternative, which sometimes I think people, including myself, at one point may believe there is no alternative.
That's right.
But there
is. This is just the way it is, but there is an alternative.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you, Jamie.
Thank you. All right. Go happy.
Go happy.
Right. Right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Just so difficult to comprehend, right, Sherry, that identification with that negativity as who we are is the delusion. And what we're looking to comprehend if that's not the case. It's almost as if, you know, just the breathing is not what we are. It's almost in that level, right, that
yes.
It's just a function that
yes.
performs and keeps
yes.
performing, and it's a program that's running just like everything else that's running in life. None of those are any more what I am than what that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know about other people, but it really does help me to realize what arises in that innate way, that impulse toward kindness and compassion, and then the conversation that
mm-hmm.
Is always there attempting to rebut that.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Right. So I think what you're pointing at is there's a way in which we can actually be in touch with authenticity and know that as a different
yes.
experience than knowing ourselves to be ego.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as an example, so I see a creature that's struggling, and I'm moved to sympathy and compassion, and I want to do something to help it, and I take some sort of action to help it. And the voice is going to come in, well, but you don't remember the time there was it, and you didn't, and you, right? So there's what's actually happening, that impulse to loving kindness, and then the conversation about how I'm not that way or haven't been that way or places I don't care where I'm not kind. If we can see the difference between those two, we really do go a long ways toward what we want to give attention to. One is true and real. The other is a pack of lies that are just being spoken to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 So tune into the loving kindness.
Yes.
The impulse too. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's Lalandia. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning. It's Jane, who is traveling from New Orleans back to Colorado.
Well, hello.
Very fun.
Whatever. Whatever it is, good morning, good afternoon, wherever the heck you are, huh?
Whatever it is, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I am a person who adores practice and is just spent 3 weeks being a practice warrior. So the content is, Sherry, I am a grandmother.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I have just spent 3 weeks helping my grandson's mother, who was suffering greatly and from surgery through the delivery, and conditioning was there so strongly trying
yeah.
to take away what was going on, and it was a karma burning machine, and I am just so grateful. So
I love
grateful.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
That's
such a great image, Jane, that there you are in those circumstances, and those circumstances are the karma burning machine, right? It's like a big
yeah.
incinerator, and there you are just throwing every time something comes up that wants to tell you something about you or about her or about them or about that or about it.
Yeah.
You just toss it into the machine.
Yeah, thank you for reflecting that back, because it was like, this is what I have been waiting for, so excited about, and I found myself, you know, suffering and, you know, picking up on her conditioning. It's like, no, I am not taking this experience away from life. This is a huge gift, and it just brings tears to my eyes, the difference practice makes. Yeah, it was really
Because it could have been a disaster, I'm projecting. It could have been one of those nightmare scenes in a family's history that people just never recover from. And instead...
Oh, totally. Yes. Yeah. Yes. I mean, it was incredible. And she said, I thought that having a baby would put away some of our baggage, but it's just brought up more, and it's like, nope, I think baggage is conditioning, right? Anyway, mm-hmm. I was like, nope, we are burning through this, baby. And my sense, even though I know that we can't do the work for somebody else, it felt like, because I was so committed to practice and so committed to life coming through, that it might have burned, I mean, it definitely burned away some karma and baggage and conditioning that was in our relationship, but it just felt like it was, and I felt like she was really impacted by the choices that I was making to show up for life and not give in to conditioning. Yeah. So I know I didn't do it for her, but I felt like, you know, she really benefited.
Yes, we don't do it for somebody else, but if others benefit, oh yay.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I needed, because it's like, wait, that's, I don't want to be thinking that I can control her condition.
Right.
Lord knows I wanted to.
Yes.
Yeah.
But dealing with our own is plenty, isn't it?
Oh my gosh. I cannot tell you how grateful I am. I mean, it was 3 exhausting weeks of karma burning. It reminded me of being at the visiting monk program. You know, that it was just like karma in my face, and it's like, nope, I'm here. I'm here to show up for life. I'm here to get whole, and boy, it really works. So thank you both
so much.
Oh my gosh, talk about joy. Yeah, and I have a wonderful new teacher in my life to remind me about what life is like from the very beginning in its most natural, beautiful form. Yeah.
Yes, an inspiration to be present in that innocence, huh?
Yes. I had some of the most incredible meditations holding him. So thank you.
That's beautiful.
Thank you,
Jane. Safe travels.
Works, and thank you, and I'm here, and go happy.
Go happy. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye to both of you.
Bye. Thank you, Jane. Sure, we have time for one more caller, so I'm going to squeeze that caller in.
Okay.
Next caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Okay, I'm going to try the next caller. Here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Pasha.
Hey, Pasha.
Hi. I'm so glad to be squeezed last second. And
are you there? Did we lose Pasha? Ashwini? Did we lose me? Oh, dear. Son of a gun. Well, let's see.
Oh, hello. Can you hear me now?
Hey, there you are.
I was somehow told that I'm muted. But I found a way to unmute myself.
Oh, good. I don't know what happened to Ashwini. I think we temporarily
I lost
you,
I got
didn't we?
Bumped off.
Yes. All. Well, I just got a bunch of tweets saying, we can hear you.
Yes.
So I knew I was here. Well, good. Pasha, there you are, back in civilization.
Yes. Yes. I am making little steps into civilization. And I'm, yes, it's a process that I'm familiar and eager, is ready with its weapons, right here, waiting for me. But at the same time, I'm the kind of person who's been through that and learned that the mentor in life is equal in support.
Yes, yes. And in fact, is a much stronger force.
Yes, yes. And I feel supported. And I feel here right now, I am plugging in with Sangha, and this is a very important call for me to be with Sangha. And also, I know that I'm equal to life. I'm equal to this experience. And that took me several trips to learn, but now I'm excited and excited and grateful, and at the same time not buying into the story that I need to do everything at once or I missed anything.
Yeah, so just step by step by step, looking to the mentor for guidance, knowing that you're fine, knowing that it's all practice. And and the relaxation and the comfort and the ease of that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I could feel it, Pasha.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also I've seen doing the assignment that there's multiple stories the ego tries to get me into describe I'm kind of person of. But what I saw is just trying to box me in into, oh, you're this or you're that.
Right.
Into that. So I am right now at the point very hard to contain in the boxes.
Yes, yes. Well, and that's such a great point, that if we chose to, we could answer that question once every few seconds for the rest of our lives.
Yes.
Because as I think as Renee just pointed to a little bit ago, you know, we are all of it. We are every quality, every characteristic, everything that life manifests. That's what we are. So ego would want us to make it a box. So well, you're this kind of person and that's wrong, or this is the kind of person you are and that's wonderful. You know, and you must always be that way because that's a wonderful way to be. But in fact, we're all of it. I'm honest and I'm dishonest. I'm kind and I'm not kind. I'm non-judgmental and I'm judgmental. I'm compassionate and I'm not compassionate. All of those things are true.
Yes, I'm inside the box and I'm outside the box.
Exactly.
And I'm seeing the box, and I'm okay with everything that happens, and I'm okay with the one who is the force that tries to box me in, and I am in life that is busting all the boxes.
Yes, yes.
And I'm very grateful, and thank you so much, Deep Gassho.
Oh, Gassho to you, Pasha. Take good care. Good to hear from you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Pasha. And Shirley, that brings us to the end of the show and our assignment for today. Describe one thing about yourself that you wish were different. Record and listen.
All right. Well, thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Sherry.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.